Hey, I'm John DiLiberto, and you're about to hear an Echoes interview. We get some amazing musicians to come to the show and talk about their music, but it costs money to produce these interviews and get them out to you on the air and stream them for free. So while you're listening, think about where else you can hear up-close and personal interviews like this, and then make a donation of support to Echoes at echoes.org. We really need you now more than ever. Now sit back and enjoy. It's going to be great. Steve Kimmock has played with just about every member of the Grateful Dead. With his own groups, he plays extended guitar-centric compositions full of improvisation, and he's often mentioned in the same breath as bands like Fish and the String Cheese Incident. But don't dare call his group a jam band.
You know, that was like a slur against small band improvisational music. And I was like, oh man, I would like to find a guy that started that and just, you know, give him what for.
I never thought of it as a slur.
That's how it started, man. I'm sorry.
I thought it was a badge of honor, actually.
Hardly.
David Gans is the host of the Grateful Dead Hour and author of several books on the band, including This Is All a Dream We Dreamed, an oral history of the Grateful Dead. He understands where Steve Kimmock is coming from.
I think a lot of people do, because the jam band scene is noted for self-indulgent guitar playing, poor songwriting, no attention whatsoever to the vocals, and other traits that aren't particularly desirable.
This is a very different thing. It's a very personal thing for me, and it's not so much about the music as it is about having, you know, the freedom to interpret whatever the energy is at that gathering of people, you know, and then doing as little as necessary to make it right.
Steve Kimmock has been around for a while. Now in his early 60s, he's sitting in the Echoes studio after a live session. He's got a steel-topped resonator guitar on his lap, his long gray hair pulled back in a ponytail. He isn't a household name like Fish or the Dead, but he has played with just about every Grateful Dead offshoot. Phil Lesh and Friends, Bob Weir's Kingfish, Mickey Hart's The Rhythm Devils, The Other Ones, and more. For some people, that has put him in the line of succession to Jerry Garcia. David Gans.
He's really popular in a certain segment of the Grateful Dead audience. You know, it kind of got fragmented after Jerry passed, and people kind of went with, you know, they picked a new successor hero to Jerry. Some of them followed Phil Lesh and Friends. Some of them followed Bob Weir and Rat Dog. And a lot of people kind of conglomerated around Steve, I think, as their new guitar hero, as it were. And he sort of became kind of an heir apparent to Jerry Garcia without ever really trying to, I don't think.
After growing up in the Bethlehem area of Pennsylvania, Steve Kimmock made the pilgrimage west to San Francisco with his folk rock group, the Goodman Brothers, in the mid-1970s.
Please welcome the Goodman Brothers.
Coming to San Francisco was quite a shift for a guitarist raised in rural Pennsylvania.
To talk about culture shock, man. Suddenly there I was in San Francisco, you know, at the gig, and there was people there. Like Kurt Vonnegut Jr. was there. That screwed me up for life.
Kimmock quickly became part of that scene, making connections with the Grateful Dead and forming a psychedelic band called Zero with guitarist John Cipollina of Quicksilver Messenger Service.
It was an instrumental band. You know, it was a band that we thought, well, let's have the guitars do the vocals.
Mm-hmm. John Cipollina left the Planet in 1989, and since then, Kimmock has played in many projects. Last year, he released an atypical album called Last Danger of Frost. Instead of rock-based music, Steve went for a more atmospheric approach. It sounds like a rustic, ambient world music orchestra of the imagination. It's a sound that Steve says goes back to his first guitar.
I somehow managed to get like a $12 Sears guitar that had a bridge that just sat on the top like a trapeze tailpiece. It didn't have the strings that went into the body, so the bridge sort of floated around. But I didn't know how to tune it. I didn't know how to play it. But I realized that if I hit the strings and pushed the bridge around, it would make a noise. So I did that. And I sat there on the bed all day, strumming the thing and making some horrible chord and squishing the bridge back and forth across the top, making the pitch go. And I should have just stuck with just that, just like it was, you know. So there's like 30 years in between of trying to play it the normal way, and then I'm still just like sliding up and down on some funny tuning.
Now that might make you think that Steve's album is a noise experiment, but it isn't. Another influence on Steve Kimmock's sound is avant-garde composer Harry Partch. In fact, one of his guitars is the same one that Partch would play.
Harry Partch may be the, for me anyway, sort of the granddaddy of all American microtonalist composers. He was, you know, invented his own musical system, invented his own instruments, made incredible music. There's a picture of him in front of one of his instruments called Cloud Chamber Bowls, playing that exact same guitar, you know, like a 40s Regal square neck with a little decal down there with a giant piece of pipe, you know. So yeah, there's the slidey thing. I like that better than the fretted thing at this point.
Steve Kimmock's Last Danger of Frost manages to be wildly experimental while also being inviting and melodic. But he says putting it together was no different from his usual process.
This was more of a, almost like a documentary, just sort of a snapshot of me running around the studio looking for sounds. It's found and improvised and just kind of built in the moment, you know. It's what I would be doing normally.
Except that what he does normally, at least on record, doesn't sound like this. Steve Kimmock's latest album is Last Danger of Frost on Big Red Barn Records. Thanks for tuning in to the Echoes podcast today. For more great interviews like this, become a member of Echoes Online. That's where you can hear Echoes on demand with our iPhone and Android apps. Go to echoes.org to find out more. I'm John DiLiberto. Be sure to keep an eye out for more Echoes interviews at echoes.org or the Echoes newsletter.